Trinidad is a country of 1.3 million people with about 70 steel bands. It amounts to the country's national instrument. They have small groups and full orchestras registered to compete in the annual Panorama competition. The instruments themselves are made from modified oil drums. Boz Dreisinger has the story of the steel pan, past and present.
It's several nights before Carnival Tuesday in Port of Spain, and there's an informal concert going on in a parking lot off a major boulevard. Welcome to home base for the illustrious Desperados Steel Pan Orchestra. The 120-member band has played everywhere from Royal Albert Hall to Carnegie Hall. But this is their local pan yard.
A pan yard is more or less like a home away from home for players.
The band's captain, Brian Charles, says the pan yard is also a rehearsal space and community gathering place to eat, drink, and dance during carnival season. And it's also something more.
A pan yard comes like a lab for scientists. That's where it's all happened, you know, where we start from scratch, we build the tune.
Building a tune is a big part of steel pan music. Each group prides itself on its arrangements, and these can be quite complex, with different pans taking the roles of the different instrument voices in an orchestra, tenor, bass, cello, in groups that range from a dozen players to more than 100. Dr. Kim Johnson is director of Trinidad's Carnival Institute and author of four books and a documentary about pan.
A large steel band is larger than a symphony orchestra. London, with a population of about 10 million, has about four symphony orchestras. We have, if you count just large steel bands, we have about 15.
Pan's history begins in the late 1930s. American military bases in Trinidad used a lot of oil, and empty oil drums littered the streets. Young people from impoverished neighborhoods like Laventille, the place associated with the birth of pan, began turning these drums into musical instruments. They would heat them in bonfires, then hammer indentations of different sizes into the softened ends to produce the notes of a musical scale. Johnson says their music fast became a craze.
It was like perhaps rock and roll in the U.S. It came here, and overnight, every young person was in it or they were unconscious. So it came in 1939, and by 1940, all young people were involved, at least young working class people.
Steel bands took on names inspired by the American Western movies that were popular on the island at the time, names like Desperados and Renegades. And their competition became more than musical. Bands were also street gangs, battling each other with blows and bottles.
Middle-class Trinidad recoiled in horror at the idea of all of these guys who they saw wielding razors and cutlasses and sticks and just wanted to visit violence on their tender heads. It wasn't at all like that, but that sort of moral fear grew up, to the point that anyone involved in a steel band, however peripherally, was practically considered a criminal. And if you committed any crime, however minor, and the judge or the magistrate found out that you were a member of a steel band, the sentence was automatically increased. So it was a case of a moral panic amplifying something and creating its own bogey.
It took years for the music to shake its bad reputation, but as more middle-class and female players joined the pan ranks and corporate sponsorship led the bands to become more professional, pan was embraced as a national music. Thank you. first panorama competition came right after Trinidad's independence in 1962. The Pan Am North Stars won that first panorama, beating Desperados, who nevertheless went on to win 10 titles over the years. But Desperados was not just a popular band, it was a community and political force, says Kim Johnson.
The Desperados was the founder of a sort of welfare program for unemployed people, so it had a political and a social welfare dimension.
That dimension, though, doesn't exist anymore. Lavens Hill, the band's old neighborhood, is now one of Trinidad's crime capitals, and in recent years, Desperados has been forced to relocate to a safer area. The musicians also face a bigger challenge. Steel pan music isn't all that popular with younger audiences anymore. 25-year-old Johan Chukuri, who plays with the band Phase 2, has some ideas about attracting new fans.
Think about a pan side with 120 guys playing Michael Jackson, playing Billie Jean, or playing a beautifully arranged piece, or playing Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, playing a big classical piece. You know, just to appeal to a different audience, just to get out there and blow people's minds and say, wow, steel band can do this.
That kind of creativity, turning trash into something beautiful, is what Steel Pan's history is all about. For NPR News, I'm Boz Dreisinger.